We'll give this a try, I suppose. You ready, kid?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jeremy's about to host these here Guadalupe Squares, and I think we can trust him. Brett?
Yeah.
Stand by.
Let's do it.
Brett is standing by right now.
Got a cocked eye.
Huh?
He's got a what?
Cocked eye.
He's got a what then? Brady, careful when you put the masturbatorium on. You'll end up with a cocked eye, too. It's time now for your Guadalupe Squares with your host, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Up in the top left corner, we got the president, Donald Trump.
Look, I don't know who you are. I think you're great. I love firing people. I think what happened in this room is amazing. This week, an amazing firing took place, which is great. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much,
sir. For now, guy I probably won't get to know too well, because what's the point? But it's very nice to talk to you, Jerome.
No,
I think you're really
sir.
Good.
Close
enough.
Old
chair. You know what? A lot of people say Jeremy's stupid. A lot of people say that. I don't believe that to be true. I think Jeremy's a pretty smart guy. Pretty up on things.
How was your cognitive chief test?
Also,
100 across the board.
I'll tell you this right now. I feel bad that poor Jeremy's gone through what he's gone through over the last few months, tearing down statues of all of his parents and his friends the Civil War.
How's that going?
We got to agree to disagree on that, Mr. President.
Trust me, Jeremy, we're going to pass some laws that say no more tearing down statues that look exactly like old Jerry the intern.
Don't they all just go to his yard, sir?
Yeah, you should probably get them all, since they're usually one step removed from you. Collect them.
I'll start a museum.
As the only living Confederate Army member, you, sir, should get all the statues that everyone hates. They should tear you down. If they're really mad, there you are, right there. You're a guy who fought for the slavery.
Don't give him ideas,
the guy,
sir.
You did that way back in the day. Look at you.
All right, in the top center square, it was his birthday yesterday. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guys, I'm here. I heard all about what happened in Tempe. The train is off the tracks. Everybody run. The eternal fires of hell.
Daddy, I got you a birthday present.
Hernandez, we have to get down there and find out exactly what happened to the train tracks. Something terrible's happened in Tempe. With lumber train fell off the tracks and everybody flipped out. Nobody's been hurt, Brady. Something.
We can put them back on.
I think we can go down there and lift them up. Hernandez, I love having you around.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you back, boy.
In the top right square, we have, he passed away earlier this week. It's Regis Philbin.
Anyway, there's nothing wrong with me being here right now. Look, it's Brett and Jeremy. It's my worst nightmare. Clearly, I've died and gone to hell.
How you feeling, Reg?
I'm terrible. I died. I have no feeling at all. I'm actually, by now, it's been a week. I'm quite cold, although there are parts of my body that are still mobile. So I'm afraid if Nathan Sunderland's working at the morgue, then I have trouble coming.
That Lego casket was cool.
It was pretty neat. I did ask for a Lego casket, and I'm child size, so you could put me in that. Funeral is later this weekend. David Letterman's going to do the eulogy, which I can't wait to hear. It'll be fantastic. And then, of course, then the gates open, and I'm off to skip about hell, where I belong.
The middle left square, the NBA is back, so it's Charles Barkley.
That's crazy. NBA is back. Everybody's screaming and yelling about social justice and all that. I don't know who's what. Everybody's name is Justice, or Say Her Name, or Equality. I can't watch a basketball game with all these new
how
players.
How many more?
Yeah,
how,
what about the one that says how many more?
How many
number?
More had 21 points last night? And then there was another how many more with seven. How am I supposed to analyze a game when ain't nobody wearing a shirt on their back to have the name on it? I know
Power.
Who LeBron is. Yeah, Power. He wasn't there last week. Who are these people? The NBA went off and changed everybody's name, and I can't watch the game. I don't know who anybody. I know Siakam, but I don't know where he went, because now he got a new name.
He's not there anymore?
I don't know. There's a guy named Justice.
I thought he was Bloom.
The Lakers have six guys named Justice.
In the middle square, it's VR Lovin' Brady Bogan and Kirby D. Williams.
I got my family back, and it is Kirby's birthday. Happy birthday, Kirby Derbs. You've grown into you're mature now. You've got your maturity now, even though you're not in tomato pants yet.
Daddy, let me tell you something about growing up. Kirby D. Williams here, and yeah, I've sprouted a couple little tiny furry spots on my lip, and Daddy noticed and announced it to the entire town.
On your birthday.
My 12th birthday will always be remembered as the day I started hating my daddy. But I've got this flavor saver on my lip now.
What flavors are you saving?
Jeez, Curbs, give me your toys. Daddy's got to go poopies again.
Dad takes my Oculus into the bathroom on a regular basis while I sip on non-alcoholic Coke 45. The best thing about my Coke 45 is some of the foam gets stuck up here on my soup strainer, and I get to lick it off later.
All right, middle right square. Tony Soprano and his cousin Brett are in town.
That's right.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
He slips right into it.
Don't worry about it down there at that lake. Brett and I got this. We're going to cover it up. Don't worry, Brett. Do we have it? We're going to be down at that lake making sure that nothing goes wrong. I'm the boss of this operation. We don't need any help from Tempe or any cities. You and I are going to take care of this.
I brought the gabagool.
No reason for anybody to go digging around inside that lake. So we're just going to take care of it. You got your gumar?
Oh, you're damn right.
He's out there taking it back from Johnny Cakes.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
whoa. All right, bottom left square, Brady's secret square. Do you have any hints, Brady?
Hello, loves. I'm 55 years old. I brought you Harry Potter.
Oh, wow, you sound terrible.
I'm also the queen? Richer than the queen.
This is how you think a 55-year-old woman
Man.
Sounds?
Yes, I've lived a hard life.
All right, bottom middle square.
John, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Guess what Harry Potter's birthday is? What day that is?
I don't know.
Today, love.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yes. Coincidence?
I think not, man. Well, anyway.
All right, the bottom center square, it's Tracy Morgan.
I'm getting divorced.
What?
Britt's going to take all my Walmart money. I got to go stand in the street and make my Walmart money again.
Maybe you can catch another bus.
I try to catch a bus face first. That almost said it out loud. That's pain. We'll stand in the middle of the road and make some money. Hit me. I'm going to have a son like a homeless. Hit me. This is about business.
You didn't really just say it pays, did you?
It pays to get crushed by a Walmart truck.
That's just fact.
I'm a mother millionaire. It ain't because of my movies. Ain't Red State.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss man himself, Mr. Trip Reed.
Yeah. Well, right before the square started, I popped my head in and said, where's that Jeremy guy? And no one knew. Yeah. And I said, I need Jeremy to help me do manual labor by lifting things because I don't want to. And I asked, does he have skeletal issues? And people said no. And I said, I don't care. Does he like $10 bills?
I do. Yes, I do.
Two of them if he does an hour or two of labor.
That's right. You don't need to lift anything, Tripp. Not you, sir.
I got. You know what, Brett and I need you to lift a couple of things, too. Just some rolls of carpet. A little bit weird. You know, just don't unroll them. That's all we ask.
All right. Who we got on the phone, Brett?
We have Sean and Lori.
Sean, you there?
Hold on.
Sean, are you there?
Sean? Oh, jeez, I just hung up on Sean.
Lori,
are you there?
We also hung up on him last week. Right.
Thank Lori's Christ there. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Hi there, who's this?
Right.
Oh, not you, girls. Quiet girl. If you're a boy, is this Sean?
Oh, my name's Lori. I'm still here.
All right, Lori, you be quiet for 2 seconds while I answer this. And hung up again. Line keeps hanging up on people. Hi there, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean's
hey,
back.
Hey,
all right,
got
I did it. Right. I got it. I did it. All right, we're all good. Everybody calm the F down. I swear we're on Indian burial ground. These phones do whatever they want. Lori, you're a woman. Pick a square.
I'll take the secret square.
Hello, hello, love.
It's
I can write.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she can't
I'm
hear.
Sorry, she can't hear you. All right, go ahead. Do it again, Brady. Do it again.
Hello, hello, love.
That's not a clue.
Wish me my happy birthday.
It's the queen.
She knows who I am. You stupid articles.
All right. Do you have any idea who he's doing? He gave you no clues.
Yeah, it's J.K. Rowling.
It is J.K. Rowling.
I'm rich, bitch.
Gets the square.
Right. Wow.
All right,
that's
Sean.
A very weathered J.K. Rowling.
Man. Yeah, I thought it was the queen.
Yeah.
Spot on.
All right, Sean, you're up. Pick a square.
Center square.
Center square. VR loving Brady Bogan and Kirby D. Williams.
That's right. Me and my daughter in her 12th birthday as I get Kirby her new gaming Oculus that I'll be gaming to later today. Is that right, Curbs?
Daddy, so long as that hot tub's running about 104, my birthday is a celebration that I will never forget.
All right, Brady, you should
Hello,
have...
Hello, Jeremy.
How you
friend,
doing, Kirby?
How are
happy
you?
Birthday.
Kirby D. Williams here on my 12th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good today. Feeling pretty... Still no tomato pants.
All right, Brady,
but
you should
maturing
know this answer.
Rapidly.
I got this question for you, Brady. You can cut a pie into 8 pieces with just 3 cuts.
Let's see. How do you get to the center of a pie? 1, 2, 3 cuts. You just take it all down. I can make an 8-piece pie. Half mixed tuna is four. Three cuts. Three. The answer is three.
All right, he says true. Do you
Daddy, do I
disagree?
Get any of that pie? Because I'd love to stick some of that to the old hair monster that's living on top of my lip, and then a couple hours later, lick it off.
All right, Sean, do you agree or disagree?
Oh, that's true. It is true.
Correct. O gets
right.
A square.
Simple math, really.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot better than having a caterpillar grow on your face right the day before your tomato pants hits. Oh, Daddy, would God. You mind not masturbating with my toys, at least on my birthday? Give me 24, don't you mind?
All right, Lori, pick a square.
Signal is breaking up.
Okay,
my signal.
I'll pick Charles Barkley.
What was that? Charles Barkley?
Listen, see, I understood it. Charles Barkley, she said my name. You're terrible. You all right of being a host. You in a hurry. What you got to be? You got to go lift something for money?
That's right.
That's right.
Not for
How
money.
How you doing, Charles?
He's going to live for money. He's going to live for, well, it's money to me.
Right.
I'm doing well. Did you watch basketball last night?
I did not.
I did. I couldn't tell who was what. Everybody's names is wrong.
Who's your favorite player?
Justice.
Which
they
one?
All named Justice.
Which,
fifth one. Justice. Fifth one? Number 17, Justice. That's a crazy. Everybody got the wrong name on the back of their jersey. How in the world am I supposed to watch this game? I also like the kid named BLM.
There's a lot of kids.
He can shoot the BLM shot the lights out.
I think it's Blum. I think
Blum.
It's Blum.
Yeah, they just don't have no vowels in it. I thought words had to have a vowel. Turn out, you can have names. One of them European names is Blum. His name Blum. I can't watch basketball with all this going on.
All right, Charles, I got a question for you.
All right.
All babies are born with green eyes. True or false?
All babies is born with green eyes.
How about your babies?
I don't know. I was busy that day. What man wants to know what the baby's eye color is?
Do you know what their eye colors are now, your kids?
Sure, brown. I think. I don't know. It'll look like my eyes, right? All baby's eyes is blue, like a puppy.
So you're saying false.
False.
All right, Lori, he says false. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's true. It is false. X gets the square. Nice. All right, Sean, you can take Donald Trump for the block.
We'll take that damn Trump.
All right, Mr.
Oh, sounds like a Biden supporter, a very sleepy Joe Biden supporter. This guy should be in jail. Let's be honest, he should be in jail. By the way, I know a couple of people who should be in jail as well. Bill Clinton should be in jail for being at Epstein Island. I went to Epstein Island. You know what I did there? I didn't have sex with teenage girls. That was the reason I went, to not have sex with teenage girls. It's a nice island.
And that's all we could ask from you, Mr.
It's
President.
It's really all you could get. You know what? I try as hard as I can to be a good guy. People are always like, yeah, you. I never had sex with underage girls like other presidents.
You and Ghislaine look
that was
like
a
you're
fun
pretty
weekend,
chummy.
Mr. President.
That you and I had a great time, Brady, and I played frisbee on the beach. It's a beautiful beach. What did you think, Brady? It was one of the best. I asked Brady.
It's great.
It's a great beach. We had a great beach. We had a good time.
We picked up litter. We cleaned it up.
We cleaned up the beach, you and I. And remember I pointed out, I said, look, there's Bill Clinton with kids. And you're like, yeah, let's just ignore that. And I said, I agree. When's that ever going to haunt us? And here we are.
All right, Mr. President, I got a question for you here. Kangaroos cannot walk backwards. True or false?
First off, kangaroos don't walk. They hop. That's a great point. Well,
I did the
cognitive reasoning test, and I scored very highly, and one of the things was, what do kangaroos do? And I said, hop, and I got very high marks. I got a gold star. It's on the refrigerator in the White House.
Quickly count backwards from 100 by 7.
I'm very good at counting backwards. I've been bankrupt 3 times. I can watch money go backwards in many, many different denominations and ways. Count backwards to 7 from what? A billion? I can do it.
Do it. Start.
1 billion. 999,990,000. 9,000 something. Three.
Lots of nines.
There's
and a three.
We'll just expedite it down to 14, then 7. Yeah, I like going backwards. I like that. You know what? I want to make America great again by going backwards. Back to the 50s when we were all good.
Right. True or false, kangaroos cannot walk backwards.
They cannot walk backwards. That and the emu. All Neither right. of them move that direction. They always are forward momentum.
All right, like Lori, me. He I'm said true. You agree or disagree?
How can I have to agree with the most intelligent man on the planet.
That's right. Good job, buddy. So, yeah. Got the block.
So you don't walk backwards either. That's why you were going
always
fast
moving
down
forward.
That ramp.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Because I don't have the ability to walk backwards. My prehensile tail denies me the ability.
All right, Lori, pick strong. A square.
Very strong.
Okay, I'm going to take Chip Reeves.
Chip Reeves. Awesome.
Yeah. In the 10th square, we got Chip
driver.
Reeves.
Yeah. I'm the brother of Christopher Reeves.
Walking.
But I can move. My spine's still good, unlike Larry and Chris.
Yeah. Right. Timely Chris Reeve jokes. Bingo.
All right. I got a question for you, Mr. Reeve.
Yeah, go ahead, Donnie.
The Harley V-Rod engine was developed for Harley by Porsche.
Porsche.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to need you to lift. For $20, I have an engine block I need you to
pick
up.
Done deal. You had me at 20.
Right. All right.
All right. So you have a Harley engine in your Porsche?
No, I have a Porsche engine in my Porsche. Rube.
So you're saying true.
I'll say it's true.
All right, Laura, you agree or disagree?
I agree.
All right, that's right.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a Cats game. Next one wins.
All right. Go ahead, Sean. Pick a square. Next one wins.
I'll take Arnold.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was his birthday yesterday. Say happy birthday.
It's happy birthday to me. That's what I'm telling you right now. It's my birthday. How old am I? 73.
Somewhere in that area.
Somewhere in that area. 73 is old. I'm still in better shape than Jeremy will ever be in.
That's an unbelievable 100% true, sir.
You could live to be 1,000. You'll never look as good as I do today. It's 73rd birthdays. My boy Conendas and I lift derailed train parts out of the ocean.
You guys are here working with Brett and his cousin?
Brett and his cousin is very, very pushy about us being down in the water. Say, everybody get out of the water.
He's a good lifter. I like how he lifts, but there's no reason to go digging around underneath all these trades. We got it. Don't worry about it. Brett, get out from under there.
Hey, some stuff.
Oh, we got Schwarzenegger over here.
All right, Mr. Schwarzenegger, here's a question for you.
Oops, sorry about that.
True or false? Hey, it's what would Brady do? True or false, it rains metal on Venus.
I don't know anything about Venus. I only know that I've been on Mars.
What about Cohagen?
And if Cohagen doesn't give us the air, our heads will start to bubble up in very cool ways that the eyes start to pop out. Cohagen, give them the air! I will have to say, Venus is, I don't know.
I need a true or false, sir.
I would say that I don't think Venus, no one would know. Nobody's been there. How do you know?
You're saying false.
I'd say it can't be true if we have never been there.
He's saying false. Sean, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think it's hot enough to do that there.
It is. That's right. Sean wins.
Congratulations.
Sean wins.
Sean the Googler.
Maybe he just knows a lot about Venus, but it would be such a wet blanket.
I'm a Star Trek fan. I know all about that.
And he knows Star Trek because it took many trips to Venus, dummy. Remember?
What? No.
I don't either. Hold on. I'm getting out of here.
There you go. Nice job. Sean's our winner today. Nicely done. I hate our phones so much. It's painful.
Maybe we'll actually get him today.
Yeah, we'll actually give him a prize this week. That's it. Let's get Jeremy. Well done. Let's hear it for Jeremy, everybody. That was I told him yesterday.
What's
that, Brady?
Better.
I had something lined up. I tried to convince her because I told Kirby about Kirby D. Williams a little bit.
Oh no!
Happy birthday.
I didn't tell her how I said you've changed Star Wars characters, you know, from Yoda to Kirby D. Williams.
Oh my God.
So wait, are you asking
and
me
I
to
said, will you come in?
Oh no.
For the secret square and just I was just gonna have her do the voice and
that would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
But you know what you'd have heard the whole time, Brady, while she was talking on the mic?
you can't hear the rustling of my mustache on the mic.
Right. Quit messing with it.
Daddy, what do you need? I'm shaving.
Oh, that was one of the things I got her for her birthday.
The Norelco
Club.
Dollar Shave Club. Man, the therapy sessions in a couple years are going to be
well,
epic.
It's worse that Brady did this, and then, of course, I'm the worst friend ever. It was like, oh, yeah, and we're going to run with a daughter with a mustache thing.
It's 100% Brady's fault, though. He knows not to tell you that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's your fault, because you know I don't have a filter when it comes to that stuff.
It's like leaving a plate of food in front of a dog and leaving the room, and then you're like, oh, right. The dog ate it. Well,
plus, you can
knew.
Shave her. She's fine. Aww. Take your little Sasquatch and clean her up.
Hey, wow. Let her fix. It's an easy fix. I go.
Let her use the groomer?
Get over it.
Oh, the groomer?
Groomer.
What?
Hey, I got to know. I know a great groomer. I take Chance there a month. So.
Great ones, too.
How come you haven't taken yourself?
Oh!
Yeah, you recommending
it. Really? You know what? I liked it better when Eric was here and Toledo kept quiet.
Yeah. Well, no, now Toledo feels like he's free.
The governor's off.
I'm empowered.
Yep. Yeah. He's sitting a little straighter than normal.
What a dick. That was out of character. And I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but... And by the way, Brady, before Kirby turns into Jeremy, let's call that groomer. We're getting out of here. You guys have yourself. Thank you, Brett, once again.
Yes.
Awesome job. Thank you, Jeremy. Great work. And thanks to everybody for hanging out this week. I guess we're done. You guys have a good one. Brady, stay positive. Happy birthday to little Kerberderbs, D. Williams.
And we're done. Have a good one. And we'll see you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
You're right.